All-American half pounder. Sweet pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato. This is Rock and Roll Radio. Radio, 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 radio.
Welcome to Free Rock and Roll Radio, coming out of Toxteth, Liverpool. In fact, this is the Free Rock and Roll Radio Christmas special for 2009. Got loads of stuff coming up in the show. We're going to be playing all our favourite tunes from the Liverpool underground scene from the last few years. Going to be talking about gigs. Going to be talking about a few topical things that are coming up, including the Raging Against the Machine number one that happened yesterday. We've also got Graham from VU in the house. Woohoo! Yay! Come with him in just a little bit. The first tune we heard there, an absolute classic from a classic Liverpool band, Nobody Likes When You're Dead. Not heard that for a while. It still sounds as good as ever. From Zombina and the Skeletons, a fantastic band who are going to be playing, I think, at one of the next Free Rock and Roll gigs. So we'll talk about that as well in a little bit. So next tune we got coming up here, this was quite a success story, I think. I think a lot of people bought this tune. And this is Hot Club de Paris. And sometimes it's better not to stick bits of each other in each other.
And I'll paint the window shore, resisting the birdsong. I'll show you, baby, this is the way we did it up. It's a northern day. 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 It's a northern each other, in each other, for each other.
Okay, that was Hot Club de Paris, great band, still going, fair enough, and they're looking forward to, they're recording some new stuff, do we think, I think.
Yeah, they're soon. Doing their own recordings in their room.
Right, nice.
Paul's recording.
Nice, look forward to that. So as I say, this is a free rock and roll Christmas special, and it's very Christmassy at the home of the hits here in Toxteth at the minute. We've got wine and beer and crisps and mince
mulled
pies.
Wine.
Mulled wine, even a sleepy dog in front of the fire. So it's a very Christmas scene here down in Toxteth. So we've got Vu. We've got Graham from Vu. We should have had another one, but he's not turned up yet.
Yeah.
So we don't know what's happened to him. We'll keep you posted during the course of the show. If there's any
ice.
Dramatic news on Paul, if anything's happened there. So what's happening in the world of Vu?
We're off to Tunbridge Wells on a couple of day before Christmas Eve.
Shopping?
We're playing the Unlabel Christmas party.
All right.
So it should be good. A few good bands playing.
So
that.
this is a new label.
Which
label's that?
Unlabel. They're called
Unlabel.
Unlabel.
Right. Okay.
It looks like they're going to be playing putting the second album out.
Right. Good. And so, what do you know about them as a label of the?
Just that they put some good bands out.
Right.
They're very enthusiastic. You know, it looks like
I suppose it's just a lot with labels. It's just when you meet them and you feel as whether the people you can work with or not.
Definitely, that's
what it is.
And this gig looks really good. And
yeah,
you know they're into the band and stuff. And
yeah,
that's
good.
Really what we're after at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
It'll just be, you know, we've waited a long time to get the second album out. And,
right.
You know, so that's exciting. We've started putting gigs on ourselves. And that's been good. I think we're doing our fourth in February.
Right.
And the last three have been like really good fun. Mm. So
great.
That's good
great.
As well.
Little DIY spirit and all that lot. So yeah, what
we're
doing.
Direct competition with you, Pete.
Of short, that's right. Yeah. Bit of competition, never did anybody any harm. As we say, this is what we do tonight, because it's a sort of end of a decade and everything, is look back over the sort of Liverpool DIY scene of the last, I don't know what, 8-10 years or whatever. Some of the records go back that far. I think that Zombina one, is that about 2002, 2003? It's got to be.
Yeah,
it's got to be that far. Yeah. Something like that, anyway. So what we realised, though, is once we started doing this, is how many great tunes there are, and we've just realised we're not going to be able to fit them all into a one-hour show, so don't be on our case if your band isn't included or your favourite band isn't included. We'll probably do another one in the new year, really, so we can try and fit everyone. Part one, let's call it part one. That's a good way out of it. So the next tune we're going to play, APAT. This is actually going to be the first of two tunes by APAT. We're going to finish the show with the brand new Christmas tune. But this is a favourite that everybody loves when you go and see these live. This is APAT and Holy Toad. fantastic eight part there on Holy Toad. We're going to take a little bit of a departure now from the greatest hits of the Liverpool DIY scene that we've been doing. And increasingly we've been getting bands from all around the world sending free rock and roll radio stuff. And each programme we've managed to play something from around the globe. So we thought we might make it a regular feature, which we're going to call Rocking All Over the World. And this week we've got a track from a band from France called The Gay Truckers. And this has kind of got a Liverpool connection, being because it's called Peter Crouch. And we're just going to do the intro parts of Rocking Over the World. If you just bear with us a second. Rocking all over the world. It's the Gay Truckers and Peter Crouch. Etienne in France, a Peter Crouch song there, and that was all right, wasn't it? It was all right.
I like
quite
it.
Like that. It's good. It's pretty good. Yeah, pretty good. And a topical question there, gay truckers, what about the, did you say, I have it on good authority that not gay and they're not truckers, by the way. But who is gay? Is this rugby player, Gareth Thomas, is it?
I've no
Captain
idea.
Captain of British Lions, came out the closet. Mm. Just a bit of a turn up for the books, I would have thought, really.
Yeah.
is that a gay term?
I mean, so, you know, you told me about this earlier, and you know, it's got to be a big shock for rugby fans.
Well, apparently, it's you know, it's kind of been common knowledge amongst people in the game. There's been rumours about it for a while, but it's just, you know, I think like rugby players or other sportsmen have come out after they've finished playing.
Yeah,
because I think that's what's so amazing. It was in the papers on like Saturday morning, and he was like playing Saturday afternoon, and you know, what stick is he going to get on the pitch? Some rival fans in the dressing room and everything. So. Yeah, it's amazing. But I saw an article, by, I think it was Peter Tatchell, who's head of the gay activist thing or whatever, and he was saying that, praising him for his bravery, but he said, like, there's 500 professional footballers and not one has openly come out. And so on Law of Ravages, he was saying there must be at least 50 gay or bisexual footballers and not one of them's had the bottle to come out. And also Max Clifford said he represents a lot of professional footballers and he's advised two in the last couple of years not to come out because, you know,
see,
what it would do for the game.
If Paul is here.
Yeah. He's an authority on the gay stuff, isn't he?
Yeah. He's a football fan.
Oh, yeah, he's an authority on football, I meant to say. Okay.
You know, sorry, gay footballers.
Just thought I'd throw that little spanner in the works, a little gay spanner in the works.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all relevant to the truckers. Mm. And, we're going to play a tune in a minute from Flamingo 50, a band that split up, was it last year? The last year. Great band from Liverpool, classic pop punk band. I'm going to play a song called First in Line, but it leads us on to talking about gigs, actually. Louise's new band, Louise now lives down in Bristol, but she's got a new band called Caves. And they're coming up to Liverpool to play a gig at Casa de Brujas, which is what Arena House is now known as, on Duke Street. And on Thursday the 7th of January, she's going to be coming up with her new band Caves, who sound dead good on the MySpace, doing a gig with Vu. Graham's here tonight. El Toro, who we had on the show last time, and Sea Witches. So, and it's going to be a free gig, a great little DIY gig. Night that's going to be, so that's, keep that in your diary, Thursday the 7th of January, and that's Caves, Louise's new band, and this is our old band, Flamingo 50, with a great song, First in Line.
I've learned to hold my head up.
Rock and Roll Radio.
Rock and Roll Radio Christmas Special 2009. You just heard two fantastic pieces of Liverpool punk rock. First of all, Flamengo 50 and First in Line, followed by The Down and Outs and Dole Days and Save Ways. Possibly one of my favourite tunes of all time, that one. Just talking about free rock and roll, we haven't been doing the live gigs for a while because we had trouble with the new guy that took over at the Caledonia, as everybody knows. But the exciting news is that we're going to start off doing the regular free rock and roll gigs again. As I say, we've got a one-off gig on Thursday the 7th of January with Caves, which is Louise from Flamingo 50's new band, Vu, El Toro and Sea Witches, which is a free gig at Casa de Brujas Arena House on Duke Street. But the exciting news is, from Thursday the 11th of February, Mellow Mellow is going to be the new home to free rock and roll. Mellow Mellow people have been after trying to get free rock and roll record, free rock and roll gigs down there rather for a while, and they're actually starting sort of getting a proper booze license and everything, and going a bit more as a regular venue. So it's going to be great, I reckon. You know, good vibe down there. So fantastic. And as I say, one of the bands playing on the gig that's happening before that, 7th of January, is Vu. Hooray! And and Graham's here tonight. So we think we might play a Vu song next in that case. So this is going to be Same Mistakes from the forthcoming second Vu album, which is out early next year.
Yeah.
Okay, that was same mistakes, same as last time, from Vu. And we've got Graham from Vu here in the house, and he's going to tell us a little bit more about what's happening in the land of Vu at the minute, I think.
Well, yeah, we've got the second album, Songs You Should Dance To, coming out in a few months on vinyl, which we're all like...
I knew you were going to say that.
Really?
Yeah.
So, we're all like really excited about it, the artwork, which Paul Rafferty done, looks incredible, you know, so we can't wait. It's been a long time coming, and but also, which we're, you know, pretty excited about, is we've just been writing new songs, so yeah, we're kind of looking ahead to the third album, really. We've got about like 2/3 of it written, and yeah, just can't wait to start doing that stuff live as well, you know.
And what about, is Chris from 28 Costumes and Hello, I Love You, is he a permanent fixture in the band now? And obviously he's doing gigs with you.
Yeah, that's been great. It's just been ace kind of having all the harmonies from both albums and all, you know, the songs we've recorded and all the second guitar parts. It's been amazing having been able to do them, and also just having... our mate in the band, like, you know, we've just been having a laugh.
And to be honest, I'm not really interested by the Chris in the band or not. It's just we got Hello, I Love You coming up next. Just want to make it sound really slick and professional.
It's just a professional link. You only wanted me in here so you could play Vu, didn't you? You're not even bothered.
And we've got...
Just lash it on. Don't even talk to me anymore. You don't care.
And so it's the gay rugby player on the telly, and
just playing a freaking song.
Oh, he is. And so yeah, this is Hello, I Love You, and is it Walk to the River?
Walk to the Sea.
Walk to the Sea, and there's water in it somewhere.
I'm glad you didn't call to see how I'm doing. I'm glad you didn't write to see if I was fine. You didn't ask a friend to pass a message. Glad that you assumed I'm having a great time. I'll have you know that I found myself a partner who loves me more than you, but that's not very hard. And I hope your special friends tick all your special boxes. I didn't even cry.
To happen, but it's taking so long, and you is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Free Rock and Roll, Free Rock and Roll Radio Christmas Special. We're looking at some of the best tunes from the Liverpool underground scene from the last few years. This is just part one of that, by the way, because we realised we couldn't fit them all into one show, so we will be doing a second part of the best of the Liverpool underground scene in the beginning of January, as kind of New Year show. And the first tune you heard just before the jingle, though, was Hello, I Love You, a new band, and Lovecraft was the tune you just heard. The City Lights, a fantastic tune by Lovecraft, who that tune's from about 2003, the first Inner City Sumo compilation. But they are after a while they stopped doing stuff, but they're doing stuff again, which is great because they're a really, really brilliant, interesting band, Lovecraft. And on the subject of brilliant, entertaining gigs, we were just talking about what gigs we've seen in last year that were really good. Graham, what would you like to mention that you've been to in the last year?
I think my favourite gig this year was probably right at the start of 2009, and it was the Married to the Sea gig, the 10 bands 10 minutes. The second one you've done, the one you've done last year was the Green Day one, and this one was the Weezer one, and we got to play it as well. We got to do the second song off Weezer's Blue album, No One Else, but it was just so much fun. There were so many good bands. Everyone really put a lot of effort into it, and
House That Jack Built did
House
the,
that Jack Built
did the
great.
Buddy Holly one with, in, with all the with the
yeah, they dressed up,
they dressed up with brilliant. Yeah.
Mark McGill was brilliant. Yeah. He'd done like a medley of Weezer songs.
Well, what's the next one? Are they doing a Springsteen one?
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen.
Right. Are you doing anything on that?
Yeah, I think we're doing Hungry Heart.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So all I'm excited about that. That's the 19th of January. So yeah, I had such a good time with that. So yeah, I think that was mine.
Yeah,
how about you?
Good. I've probably most things I've been to the Casimir. I just think it's a great venue. I've been to a few good things there. Did the 3-day thing where Clinic headlined.
Oh, that was great.
Each night I went to one when Hot Club played with them.
Yeah,
That was a brilliant gig. And a few great gigs at Mellow Mellow as well. The Bob Log the Third thing. So I think that's I think you know they're
such
doing great stuff down there at Mellow and the Casimir. It's such a, you know, it's a bunch of kind of bohemian hippie kind of a vibe, but it's great. It's dead interest in everything they're doing. Brilliant. It's just, you know, so. You know, happily, Free Rock and Roll is going down there as well. So, that's good. So, yeah, and so after that reasonably mellow track, we're gonna move on to SSS, and this is what's this one called?
CDC.
Here we go. This is SSS. Brilliant. Short, sharp shock. Was SSS on Free Rock and Roll Radio, the Christmas special. The great, aren't the SSS gigs? The last one I went to, one of the ones I went to was in the old Crover Barn. I was stood. I thought in the relative safety at the back of the mosh pit thing, having a pint, and then just out the corner of my eye, this big guy just moving towards me, obviously just picked me out. And just smashed me, and I felt myself moving to the left rather quickly. Although in my own mind, it was happening in slow motion as my pint was sort of moving towards my face as I went to the left and took about six people with me into the wall. But great gig, yeah, brilliant stuff. Yeah.
Well, when we were talking about, you know, favourite gigs, I was couldn't quite remember whether it was this year or not, but it was. Late 2008. It was October. Well, we'd done the we've played the Bandstand over in Birkenhead, and did you go to that?
I didn't actually. No, that was one with Frank Sidebottom.
Nice. Yeah, Frank Sidebottom. Yeah, yeah. It was us, Hot Club, De Parry, and Frank Sidebottom and SSS. But like, it was Foxy from SSS. Asked us to do it, and but he asked us to do like an acoustic set, and you know, because the Bandstand's lovely, you know, it's like dead picturesque, and you know, it is dead nice. It's a perfect place to be doing an acoustic set, like. But the thing is, you're playing to SSS fans, and it's dead. You know, we've done gigs with SSS before, and you know, we kind of like going out and kind of playing these pop songs, you know, and you just kind of feel like you're just gonna get ripped apart, like.
Did you?
You know, I do, because you kind of feel like if you're going out and like Foxy said it's okay, then they're gonna think it's, you know,
yeah,
if he's give it his thumbs up, then they'll, because
I know what you
I
mean.
Think they're like, it's like when he goes out into, you know, they'll be like just ripping each other apart in the mosh pit.
Yeah.
You know, in that like fucking chaos.
Yeah.
And when he walks out,
yeah,
they just stop. Like it's just
he's like Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Moses pardon.
I know what you mean, because I think that time when he died, got me at the Corolla, so this guy just thought, I'm gonna have that old get at the back in the suit. He's just getting it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So but it's just not really a crowd. Do you wanna be playing
little
acoustic songs too? So it was a pretty, like, although it was a lovely gig, and like you say, it would have been up there on my favourites, but it was late last year, not early this year.
And on the subject of metal, what do you think about the old Rage Against the Machine Christmas number one thingy that's just happened yesterday?
I think it's good. I'm kind of, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think people are a bit, some people say, oh, well, you know, they both signed to Sony, and so, you know, he wins in the end. But it's not necessarily about the money, is it? It's making a statement about you know, that they, you know, they want the right to choose what they listen to rather than being spoon-fed the whole X Factor. So moving away from that subject, we've got another great tune from the last few years. This is Half Man, Half Biscuit from the album at CSI Ambleside. It's Bad Losers on Yahoo Chess.
Dennis ain't replying, cause he just signed out. Bad loser on Yahoo Chess. Bad loser on Yahoo Chess. Bad losers on Yahoo Chess. Bad losers on Yahoo Chess. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. That was a band called The International. We love them on this show. That was a song called Slow Down, which recorded live at Dingle Theatre. Dingle Cinema, that's what I meant to say, yeah, yeah. Before that you heard A Half Man, Half Biscuit and Bad Losers at Yahoo Chess. Nearly coming to the end of the free rock and roll Christmas special here, playing songs from, favourite songs from Liverpool Underground scene from the last few years. Just a reminder, free rock and roll live gigs are starting again in the new year. There's a one-off thing at Casa de Brujas Arena House on Duke Street, Thursday the 7th of January, which features Caves, Louise from Flamingo 50's new band, Vu, El Toro and Sea Witches, and as always with free rock and roll gigs, it's free rock and roll you get for free. And then if you want to get in touch with us, send us any music or whatever, you want to check out what's going on with either free rock and roll radio or free rock and roll gigs, go to the MySpace at myspace.com/freerockandroll. And also if you want to send us some send us a message or send us any MP3s to be play on the show, it's freerockandroll@yahoo.co.uk. And if you want to check out
/VooRock,
it's myspace.com/VooRock. And Graham from Voo has chosen a song tonight. We're all picking our favourites from the Liverpool DIY scene. And this is, tell us what this song is. It's Tokyo Adventures.
It's Tokyo Adventures, and it's off their second album, The Hunter's Handbook, and it's called I Was Only Trying to Help.
Here we go. Tokyo Adventures there on the one the penultimate tune on the Free Rock and Roll Christmas Special, special extended version, where we've played a lot of our favourite tunes from Liverpool bands of the last few years. There will be part two of it coming up in the new year, but it's nearly time to say goodbye. Thanks very much to Graham from VU. Hooray!
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
In the studio tonight. And so don't forget www.myspace.com/freerockandroll to find out what's going on with the gigs, which start again in the new year. And so we're going to play out. We've done some old tunes tonight, but this is a brand new tune. This is the Christmas song by APAT called Snowing. So it's time to say, wish you all Merry Christmas.
Say goodbye to Graham and thank him for coming into the studio to talk with us.
I thought we'd already done that, but we'll do it again. Okay. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Free rock and roll for everybody, and Merry Christmas. This is APAT. We'll see you in the new year.
Baby, it's snowing. You won't be back this evening. We've been driving through that snow so long. We could have done it tonight. We could be singing Silent Night. Missing love, missing to our eyes. I'm so confused. The weather's mighty pretty. It's all over the news, but it's making me.
I want you.